Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Robert Morningstar. His websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Robert, you were talking about a fishing expedition. Let's let you finish that story.
I wanted to point out this amazing interview with Chris Bledsoe, and it's Danny Jones' channel on YouTube. Three-hour interview. This man really went through something, along with his son. He had missing time when he went on this fishing trip. He thought he climbed up a hill and thought he saw the setting sun. And when he looked over the crest of the hill, it was not a setting sun. It was a brilliant UFO and then a second one. And he hid in the bushes and tried to stay undercover. Then he went back and he thought he'd been gone for 20 minutes. And they said to him, "Where have you been? You've been gone all night." He said, "What do you mean? I just was gone for 20 minutes. He said, no, you've been gone all night, and your son isn't here either. He went looking for you." So he went and he found his son, and his son was in a state of shock. But to make a long story short, he encountered a type of extraterrestrial, which is immaterial in its form as a UFO. It looks like a UFO at a distance. It's a brilliant light, or a red light. And I've heard this before from many people over the years have taken pictures of orbs, and they claim that they saw eyes or faces inside the orbs.
Mm-hmm.
And describes an orb following him and settling a couple of feet away, and suddenly he saw red eyes inside the orb looking at him.
Oh.
He was startled. Then the orb came closer, and suddenly there was a little extraterrestrial. He said it was about the size of a four-year-old boy staring at him, and that he was close enough to touch it. And he was told by NASA, "It's a good thing you didn't touch it, because it could have killed you." These creatures are a kind of spiritual and material creature. They're called transmorphic entities in the MJ-12 documentation. They are entities that are pure mind energy, come from another dimension, can enter into our dimension and assume any shape or form that they wish to, whether it's an inanimate object or an extraterrestrial, as their form demonstrates. They're diminutive in size, and they can change from a morphological humanoid shape and then just zip back into what I consider to be a plasma state, where they become the orb. So different kinds of UFOs. There are flying saucers, you know, and there are mechanical devices with high technology involving quantum physics and zero-point energy, things like the Roswell crash, you know, nuts and bolts.
Right.
But there's another kind that's a spiritual entity, and we may as well call them angels and demons.
Are they ETs?
Yes, they are ETs. But listen, I notified Tucker Carlson a couple of days ago that we were going to have this show. And lo and behold, yesterday he was on a program, and he said that he thought that aliens are not from other planets, that they've always been here, that they are spiritual entities, and that they are both good and evil, and that he hears from knowledgeable people that the United States government has made contact with them. And we know this. Contact happened long ago, really, starting actually before Roswell. I think it was on your program earlier this year that I spoke about the Einstein-Oppenheimer letter of June 1947, which discussed how to integrate a celestial race that has decided to settle on Earth. And Oppenheimer and Einstein went through a lot of legalisms and jurisprudence and international treaties. But ultimately what they recommended to the United States government was to sign a secret treaty with the aliens. They call them EBEs or Celestrians. And to give them settlement rights, ranging rights, and in return for tutelage. This is the word that Oppenheimer used, because he thought that these entities were the return of the old gods of the Old Testament to the earth. And he felt that he and Einstein were the new priesthood who would settle and establish a third covenant with these entities. I believe. And he also told the government to keep it absolutely secret from the American people and from the rest of the world.
Where do you stand on this, Robert?
I stand on the platform that these entities are not gods, but they have fooled human beings into believing that they are gods.
Uh-huh.
And that they are rapacious aliens who do not have our best interests at heart, and that they are leading us into wars against each other in the hope of destroying humankind. They want the earth, they want its resources, they don't want human beings on it. And there is an occult group of politicians, you might as well call them Illuminati or New World Order, that have sold their souls to these entities in return for affluence, fame, power, security, as they think of it. But there's no security when you've traded your soul.
No, it's short-term, believe
me. Right, short-term. So I warn people, they are trying to get us all riled up. Last year, it was Ukraine versus Russia. And we have people wrapping themselves in Ukrainian flags. That's insane. If you're American, the American flag is our flag. And now, with the Israel-Hamas war, which is really an Israel-Iran war, they are starting to use this to divide our country. This is not our business. We can help, but it is not our fight. They brought it on themselves. We should not let the bloodlust of these two maniacally radical religious groups lure us into World War III. And that's my stand on it. Two wrongs don't make a right. As I see what's going on in the Middle East, yes, there is a right to self-defense. But what Israel is doing right now is overkill. I have seen Hiroshima like no one else has ever seen it. I saw it in color slides that were taken by Captain Peter Luthi. When I was a sea cadet, he took us in a room and he showed us Hiroshima in color slides that he took less than 30 days after the atomic bombing. And what I see happen to Gaza with conventional weapons, the only difference is radiation. It is atrocities upon atrocities on both sides, That's why I say two wrongs don't make a right. And I ask Benjamin Netanyahu to stop the slaughter. 30,000 people have been killed.
Iran is not making this any easier, though, Robert.
No, Iran has to be kept at bay. But the problem is Iran and this other group, this other occult group, is using human beings as surrogates in this war. Jim Mars, our dear friend Jim Mars.
I miss him.
He was in this film that I'm in, E.T.'s Among Us, Part 7. It's listed on the website. UFOs, the CIA, and the JFK assassination. Jim Mars said that World War II was an extraterrestrial war fought using human beings as the surrogates. And I think that this is the same thing that's happening right now. So we must protect ourselves, protect our nation, protect our traditions, and hold true to the Constitution.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. When the Bible talks about fallen angels, Robert,
yes,
are they talking about ETs that have come down or something more spiritual?
I think it's both. Here's the deal. The watchers who are described in the book of Enoch, led by two demons, they became demons, Azazel and Samayaza, they decided to tamper with the God's plan for humanity. They were just supposed to watch and protect guardians. But they fell in love with the idea of being physical, and they decided to make a pact to go in unto women and to produce a race that was a hybrid race of angels and humans. And these were the Nephilim. But they were horrible creatures. They were gigantic in size, and they looked down upon humanity and started to destroy humanity. They started to eat human beings. And the book of Enoch says that Enoch was approached by the watchers after their fall. What happened is they were cut off from heaven. In their natural state, they could be in heaven and they could come down to earth and they could return and back and forth. And they were in constant contact with the Godhead. But when they committed this sin, of breaking the covenant or the mission. They went in onto women and they produced a strange hybrid. They were cut off from heaven.
The reason why Noah's flood, right?
Yes, Noah's flood was the result of the spread of this degenerate race of giants, primarily, and the chaos that they'd caused. And so the flood was sent to wipe them out. And the flood story is throughout the world, throughout the Middle East, but the flood story about giants is also to be found in Central Asia. I found a book by Nicholas Rorick, who traveled extensively through Central Asia. He fled Russia after the revolution and headed down to India and Tibet. And as he passed through those countries, he picked up a lot of stories. And he heard a story about a giant who had survived the flood by swimming. And then we come to the recent years and modern times with the stories of the giants that were found in Afghanistan. And I heard about the killing of a giant by the U.S. Armed Forces many, many years ago. And yeah. I was dubious.
We had that story with Stephen Quayle.
Yeah, he broke that story, but I actually met a Marine who told me, yes, I was part of that platoon, and the thing was gigantic. It was 18 feet high and as wide as two men. And he ripped the head off one soldier and ripped the arms off the other. And it took everything they had to bring it down. Remember that Obama and all the European leaders were making trips to Afghanistan?
Right.
It apparently had something to do with either having found a portal or this body of a giant and a race of giants.
Or both.
Or both, yes. You took the words right out of my mouth. Now, with regard to Christmas, it's mystical aspects, it's mythical aspects. The myth of Christmas is that it happened in December. And I wanted to make a distinction between the cosmic Christmas and the terrestrial Christmas.
What is that difference, Robert?
The cosmic Christmas was the birth of light at the creation of the universe, at the Big Bang. The birth of light was the birth of life and love and creativity and the cosmic Christ Mass. Secondly, in the material world, there is divinity wants to partake and participate in the material world. So God created man so that he or it could interact with man out of love. God created this universe out of love and loneliness, is my belief. And that second Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ, where divinity came down into incarnation. But this incarnation, again, involves celestial influences. It involved the benign, benevolent angels, Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, who are the protectors of mankind. They are called the heavenly hosts, the army of God.
That's their mission, isn't it? To protect us?
It's to preserve life on earth and to protect us from the fallen ones, the demons. The watchers sinned. They became encased in matter. They could no longer travel back up to quote-unquote heaven. They could not have direct communion and communication with God, which they had before. And it's very interesting to read the account in Enoch of their despondency, their depression, like the worst crash any drug addict could ever experience is described in these fallen angels when they crashed to earth. They were cut off from heaven. And they were weeping and crying and lamenting their sin in the desert. And they called Enoch and said, Enoch, please go ask God to forgive us.
They wanted to repent, I guess.
I suppose, but their sin was so great that when Enoch went before God and asked to intercede on behalf of the watchers, God said to him, no, go tell the watchers that they should have been here interceding for man, not man interceding for them. They will not be forgiven. And then he calls Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Phanuel, four archangels, and he says, see what the watchers have done to the earth. See the abominations and the crimes that they are committing. Go down, bind Azazel and Samayaza and his cohort, and bury them in the desert. Bury them on their backs so they can see up. bury them and cover them with stones so the sunlight never reaches them, and then lead the children of the watchers into wars with each other so that they may destroy each other and protect mankind. So that, in essence, is the basis of this extraterrestrial war that's being waged on planet Earth between the forces of good and the forces of evil. And the forces of evil hate mankind. That is Satan, Lucifer, the devil himself. And George, I was warned 42 years ago. I had a near-death experience. A ghost came to my bedside, confronted me, and he said to me that a diabolical entity has taken over the world's great religions to corrupt mankind and to destroy humanity.
Could that be the Antichrist?
That is the Antichrist.
Yeah.
The Antichrist is waging war against Christ, who is life, and waging war against humanity, which is life.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.